For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Tim, you're the loved up one in the duo here. Obviously, yeah. A married man. Got your gorgeous, gorgeous wife, Jess.
Yes, she's an absolute star. I don't know if she's listening right now, but I'll give her compliments regardless. But,
yeah,
when you find that person, it's really, really special. We've been together for almost 10 years now. So, yeah.
It's really lovely and earnest. I appreciate that. No, but there is a study that has come out, and scientists have found a few unexpected things that can really bring couples closer together.
Okay. Well, you know, like normally it's time. Like everyone has different love languages. Do you know what your love languages are, Davo? Because what is the acts of service? Is physical touch? Gifts and those kind of things.
I think it used to be words of affirmation where people are saying nice things to me. But once you realise that people can say as many nice things as they like, it's their actions that really show how they care.
But
so
like
I think I'm an acts of service person now.
I was going to say, like, words are nice, but an air fryer is pretty cool.
Oh, you're a gifts man.
Gifts, give me a gift.
Well, you did just get a Nintendo Switch given to yourself.
Because I was a good boy.
Yeah, so. Very good. Well, look, the scientific reasons ways that couples can be brought closer together include light teasing and laughing. So as long as you're keeping it fun, you know, shared laughter is a marker of good relationships and positive, playful humour.
100%. I think you do need to have that, like, for lack of a better term, like you need to be able to stir your partner to the level, you know, push their buttons in a loving way. Because imagine if you're just sitting there and all you said was nice, lovely, wholesome things.
Ugh.
Ew.
Yuck.
Ew.
Wet blanket. Get
exactly.
away.
Exactly. Boring.
But it does say that playful humour does tend to help the bedroom as well. So that's great.
Oh, very nice. Cheeky.
I just thought I'd help you out here, Tim.
Thank you. Good. I'm writing this all down.
The next one that you could really find will help relationships be closer together is farting in front of each other.
Oh, well, my wife must be the most loved person in the, history of connection. Everyone farts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I only fart at home. So, like, that's the only place I do it. And I know when you think about it, you go, like, of all the time I have in a 24-hour day, to only fart when I'm around the person I care about the most. Yeah, that's how she sees it, that I'm saving it up for her. But, like, it's not, farts aren't for work. Farts aren't for, like, walking around town. Mm-hmm. So where else can you do it? And my wife farts so infrequently. When it happens, I feel so loved when she does it, because I'm like, she must be so comfortable and just so chill. I'm like, I say, thank you, darling. That means so much to me that you'd said that with your bum.
Well, that is... I hate that. But that does say that you're more comfortable around each other, and that's sort of why it's a green flag. And the last one is that you both should feel the same way about a third person. If you hate someone, like the pair of you, if you both hate the same person, apparently that really creates a closeness and a strong us versus them mentality.
100%. I think I used to, early on, say if my wife was having an issue with someone, she'd go, oh, so-and-so said this. And I go, oh, maybe from their perspective, blah, blah, blah. And I could see her kind of being like, oh, he's not listening to me. And then now I've just decided, I'm like, stacks on. Who do we hate today?
Yep.
Yeah, I never liked him. Oh, your sister, she's the worst, you know? No, I love my sister.
No, of course.
She's an absolute star. But yeah, I like siding with her, because that makes me feel like I'm her hype queen to the queen that she is.
So, yeah.
And then I fart to let her know. I love her the most.
Well, they're your three unexpected ways that can bring couples closer.
So when you fart around me, does that mean we're finally clicking as a show?
I would never.
We should go to a room and fart in front of each other and record it. And we'll just prove to each other how much we care.
I hate this, Tim.
All right, fair enough. All right, me too.
Tim and Davo. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
So, Tim, there's a new family dynamic happening around the world in households, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
All right. Okay.
The new trend is this.
Stay-at-home sons, these young men dubbed trad sons or hub sons, are opting out of the rat race to take on full-time homemaker duties for their parents in exchange for room and board.
That's sick.
So in exchange for a place to live
and
maybe some food, like food on the table, sons are now taking on the role as trad sons.
So is that short for traditional?
Yes.
That's cool.
Well,
go to the trad wife trend.
Yeah.
Isn't that just living with your parents until you move out?
I think
I just didn't do the jobs around the house.
Yes.
I just took from mum and dad until I moved out when I was 20.
Correct.
Because I was garbage.
Yes.
And I look back at that and I go, I don't have many regrets in life, but boy, you could have been better, mate.
Well, when you put it that way, maybe it isn't such a bad trend, because I guess if people are staying at home, and a lot of people are staying at home till later these days.
I think the average age, it's either late 20s, it might be 29, or it might even be in the 30s now.
So that's
very trad. Super trad, Dave-o.
Well, look, they had some, I guess, experts come on and say what they reckon about it.
A family therapist tells the New York Post that the shift may be fueled by insecurity and instability, with some young men feeling safest under mom and dad's roof in an uncertain world. Experts say it's fine as long as it's a pit stop and not the destination.
Her tone is the thing. It's fine. That,
the way she said fine tells me it's not fine, is it?
So her job is reporting the news, mm-hmm. but that's her putting her personal opinion.
It's fine.
It's fine, I guess, if you want to do that.
So they are saying the average age of people staying at home is between the ages of like 27 and 34 now.
Yeah, wow. That is a big window. The only reason I moved out of home was because the university that I ended up going to was in Sydney. Mm. So I moved from Victoria to Sydney. I wish that my university was up the road, because that would have been way cheaper. I had to save up the year before university. I had to get a job to save up so I could move to go to that university.
I'm not going to lie. I moved out of home when I moved to Darwin, so 2 years ago.
2 years ago. See, and so you're a trad daughter.
No, I did. I had moved out before. Please don't hold that against me.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's trending
fine.
Right now. It's fine.
No, I do think, though, if you are staying at home, take on this role. Like, if you're staying at home, you're not working, you can definitely help around the house for sure.
100%. And take it from someone who has now been out of home for like 12 or so years. If I could move back in with my parents right now to save some cash for a year and not pay rent or mortgage or whatever, the speed, there would be a puff of dust of my stance.
Of course, but while your parents are going out working, you'd be having to help out around the house, right? You'd have to if you're moving home.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you would section off the areas. I would definitely probably, like, take care of my stuff, you know, my clothes, my food, those kind of things. But sometimes, you know, if mum's made a giant thing of spaghetti, it'd be a shame for that to go to waste, Dave-o.
Yeah,
and
of
I probably would, you know, mow the lawns, take out the bins once a week, and I'd probably feel pretty fulfilled doing that. Dishwasher emptying duty, that'd be on me. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not paying your bills.
No. Well, you don't need to as a trad son.
Oh, mate. My dad has the heater on 24/7 throughout the year. Like, not even in during the summer. His catchphrase, and we got him a t-shirt that said this, I'm old and cold.
That's great.
And he wears puffer vests inside while he's got the heater on. So I'm everything but paying the heating bills. Mm-hmm. I'll do that if I could.
I love it. Trad sons.
There we go. It's something that I think we all want to be, a trad child.
This is Tim and Dave-o, the podcast.
Tim, we're spending too much time together.
I agree.
It's actually...
I was going to say have a great weekend, but I'll see you Sunday.
We'll see you so soon.
Yeah.
Every time we say goodbye, see you soon. It's always see you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you within the next like 8 hours.
Yeah, we've landed ourselves in this position and now we have to live in it.
Can I just say, firstly, we've only known each other for just over a month.
Yeah.
That's rich, mate. I'm a delight.
And you remind me of that every single day. You are constantly telling me how lucky I am to be around you.
I know your past. You should be so lucky. And you know mine. So I'm lucky to have you.
Well, you've infiltrated my phone. You have now made your way into my targeted ad space.
Okay. Now, this is a fun game, because I did blame you a couple of weeks ago because I'd never had AI songs about like mental health or all these weird things.
Yeah.
I hang out with you for a week and then there's this country man singing, if you want to better yourself, take 6 easy steps.
Yeah.
So that was new for me. What have I rubbed off on you?
Now look, this one, it's actually a little bit wholesome if I'm honest. I am starting to get toy suggestions for your son.
Oh, good. This is good. Christmas is coming up.
It's
You've
not
missed
good.
His birthday, but this is good because a Christmas present is definitely something that's so thoughtful of you, Dave-o, to be thinking of my son like that.
It's because you were talking about how much he loves dinosaurs.
Oh,
and
man.
Now I'm getting nothing but dinosaur toys coming up in my feed.
Look
like dinosaurs being hatched out of eggs.
It's like a fake egg and it looks like the dinosaur's hatching. That kid's got the biggest smile on his face. And for the low, low price of $59, you can get that as well. Have you had, okay, well, if it's dinosaurs, this is what you're going to get next. I'll give you a heads up. It's going to be things like diggers. It's going to be excavators. It's going to be cement mixers. Those are big ones. Oh, wait until the Hot Wheel cars and the Matchbox cars start hitting your feet.
Stop.
That's when you know.
Saying all these trigger words.
Hot Wheels, train sets.
I did get one about beard grooming as well. And of course, the man bra was the last one I got for you.
Is the grooming kit for my chest hair as well? Because if I had boobs, this would be the hairiest set that you've ever seen in your life.
Shaking those thangs around, bro.
I can't help it. I get discounts. Well, I'm stoked. That's a lovely gift idea. I can start sending you more that come across my feed. But maybe, like, you know, you've got a young niece that's like a little bit older than my son. Maybe she's into dinosaurs.
No, this was definitely for your son. I could tell.
I don't know if it's targeted at if I send it to you directly, but I get what you mean.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.